grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, St. John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." There can be little doubt that the image of the Lord Jesus as the Good Shepherd is one of the most beloved images of our Savior. Throughout Holy Scripture, both in the Old Testament and the New, we find the relationship between the Lord and his people portrayed in terms of a shepherd and his sheep. And the leaders of God's people before the coming of Christ are themselves also called shepherds in the pages of Holy Writ. And what that means is that these leaders were supposed to be God's under-shepherds, the representatives here on earth of the one true shepherd in heaven. The trouble, of course, was that in most cases, these leaders were anything but good shepherds. They were, in fact, evil, or at best, indifferent shepherds, selfish kings and false prophets who cared very little for the people, who constantly oppressed the poor and did nothing to help them in their plight, who used the people for their own selfish ends. They were false prophets who didn't call the people to repentance, but instead assured them that no harm would come to them because of their sin, and who so finally misled them that Israel as a nation was destroyed, and the people who survived carried away to Babylon for 70 long years. Through the prophet Jeremiah, the Lord God said, "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people, you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord." But even during the dreary Babylonian captivity, the hope still remained that one day a leader would come who would be a good shepherd. And the prophets spoke boldly of a time when God himself would come and himself be the shepherd of his people. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God said, "Behold, I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep. I will seek the lost and bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the crippled, and I will strengthen the weak." And long before Ezekiel's time, the prophet Isaiah had said, "The Lord will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that are with young." And all of these promises were wonderfully fulfilled in Jesus, who says, "I am the good shepherd," and reveals his closeness not only to his sheep, but also his oneness with God the Father. He says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. As the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." He no doubt remembered that King David had been a shepherd boy, who had in fact fought dangerous predators to protect his sheep from harm. As we sing in one of our hymns, Jesus is great David's greater son, who fought our enemies, sin and death and the devil. And he did that by becoming one with us, his defenseless sheep. Isaiah says, all we like sheep have gone astray, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And so the Son of God became a lamb, the little lamb born of the lowly Virgin Mary. Dying, he destroys death, and rising, he opens the way to everlasting life for all who put their trust in him. He overcame the devouring grave, because the God of peace is a dignity brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. The Lord Jesus, who on the night before he was crucified, said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. In your baptism, the Good Shepherd made you a lamb of his own flock, a sheep of his own fold. And in the sacrament, feeds you with the body which death could not hold, and with the precious blood that cleanses us from all sin. Belonging to our Good Shepherd, there is nothing to fear. The Lord Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hands. And so we can say with calm certainty, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And so as his sheep, we trust this good and gentle and victorious shepherd. We listen to his voice calling us from our wayward paths into his way of life and peace. We humbly follow where our shepherd leads until that day when by his mercy we take our place before the throne of God and the Lamb, with all the holy patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, and all God's saints in light. The heavenly flock of the Good Shepherd, of whom St. John, exiled on the island of Patmos, wrote, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.